The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's doing, Michael?
Not much, Doug. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good. Battling a little bit of a cold here. Nothing out of the ordinary for 'tis the season, I suppose. Right? You had yours last week. I got mine this week.
Well, not this week, but I had it back beginning of the year. Yeah. I had mine already for this season, if you will.
It's my turn. So here we are. I'll muddle through this as best we can here, this weekend. But Mike, let's get right into it. And the year has started off pretty strong in the markets here. We're up, as of the recording of the show here, up about 1,500 points on the Dow for the year so far.
Yeah, absolutely. The beginning of the year has been very, very strong. I'm sure it'll start burying us with all kinds of stats and information of, this is the strongest open since this time, or only happened one other time or two. We'll get all those happy facts and we'll pass them along as we get them.
Right? Yeah. 100%.
But I think in my eyes, as bad as December was, as good as January was. Right?
Yeah. Well, we're getting there, right? We'll see. Right.
Yeah. So, it's just a complete opposite.
So a couple of newsworthy events here this week come out. First, on a very sad note, John Bogle, the founder of the Vanguard Funds, passed away this week at the age of 89. And Mike, a pioneer in the indexed investing, maybe even the pioneer of the indexed investing world.
He was Mr. Vanguard, and so when you hear Vanguard Funds, it all started somewhere, and it started in his mind, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's as simple as that. And a legend, right? I mean, appeared on, the financial shows all the time over the years.
Yeah.
We saw him all the time on the shows talking about markets and investing and stuff.
Loved listening to his insight and his wisdom over the years, that's for sure. So he'll be missed to the investing world, no doubt about it. And then Mike appears to be, maybe we're getting somewhere on trade talks between us and China. We heard some news out on Thursday and Friday that we may be coming together on some stuff here.
Sure, yeah. Story broke on Thursday, right? And actually the market did accelerate during that period when that came out. So, but nothing formal yet. Stay tuned, and it sounds like they're working on something.
Yeah. So hopefully that'll end up good. Hopefully we can get the government shutdown behind us, and keep rocking and rolling in a forward direction here. And Mike, it's this segment of the show here is when we talk about the markets and we talk about the investing and the importance of everything that comes along with that, and with the. Too many people, Michael, are not opening their statements that came in the door, and we got to encourage people to open their statements and take a peek at them and just to be somewhat informed as to, how's your money doing?
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And, sometimes people say they just don't open them or they don't open them because they saw the market's been, it was a bad quarter. You know what? The news is what the news is. And the statement should not be controlling you. What should be controlling you should be having a plan in place and doing the right things. We say it time and time again. Doug, I just want to go backwards here for a second. The other big thing that's going on right now is earnings reports. Since we're kind of talking about current events, if you will. So a bunch of the big corporations have come out, and there's more to come, and you're getting different views and different things. And, I always find that that's what really matters at the end of the day is what's going on in the corporate world. How much money's being made is going to kind of dictate the economy and the stock market.
Well, Mike, you're right. And the I'm anticipating some rough earnings, coming out here. Not necessarily bad earnings. I just don't think that some of the earnings are going to be as anticipated. And quite frankly, I'm not a genius for saying that, because a lot of companies actually came out in the fourth quarter and they said that, we're slowing down a little bit here. And, I wouldn't be surprised if we also hear that, we may see some slowdown coming on. I mean, let's face it. The economy's been, rip-roaring pretty good here for several years now, and slowing down a little bit wouldn't be unexpected, if you will, and it certainly doesn't mean it's an end to growth.
Yeah, and, there was a, I think one of the big bank gentlemen, I think it was Jamie Dimon, came out and said this week that the next recession that hits our country is not going to be like the recession of 2008. Because I think everybody always has a way now of saying, well, when something goes bad, that's the new benchmark to terrible. And I think he was saying that, recessions are not always going to be that extreme. They're going to be different. So when you talk about the reason why I brought that up is that, the economy rip-roaring, doing really well. And then, of course, it's going to slow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what economies do. There's always going to be peaks, valleys, the whole deal. But not everything always has to be so extreme. And that's what I'm driving at.
And it's a great point, Mike, and, because that's the reference point that everybody has right now. But if you go back and you look historically, I mean, let's face it, 2008 was teetering on a depression almost, right? The recession was so bad. So it's not typically recessions are just, what a recession really is when you get back-to-back quarters of negative earnings growth. It doesn't mean that we had a bubble that burst in 2008. That's really what happened, at the end of the day. And there's no real bubbles out there right now in the economy, if you ask me. So a slowdown, and if you go back and you study and you look at your economics books and your business books, it's the business cycle, man. The business cycle goes up and it slows down and it goes back up and it slows down. And there are periods of time historically when you look and, there's a an anomaly that takes place where it's something dramatic or drastic that happens that makes a recession worse than it typically is. But you got to agree with, one of the top financial minds in the world, Jamie Dimon, when he makes a statement like that.
Sure, absolutely. And again, those are the type of people that you rely on to hear what they have to say, what's going on in the economy, the markets, et cetera, so on. The other thing, too, Doug, was talking about this was I had a chance to talk with a client this week, and we're talking about the old mortgage ways pre-blow-up. We're talking about what it was like back in the day, and we got talking about that, what happened and why people were saying, okay, the house is $700,000. I got a $650,000 mortgage. Now it's worth $4,000. Here, bank, you take it.
Yeah.
Why should I pay for something that's, that's not worth it anymore? And we're just talking about that. And times have changed, and that's the point we were driving at. What's going on nowadays and banks and all that stuff, things change. I mean, listen, you got to learn from your mistakes. And I think the country did.
Well, and you know what the thing is, Mike, is that people have a hard time realizing you can't have it both ways, right? In other words, what I'm referring to that is that the mortgage requirements are more restrictive now than they were at that period of time, right? And there's so many people out there who turn around and they will badmouth the financial institutions, and they'll tell you that it's the financial institution's fault that this happened. They shouldn't have lent the money to the people, so on and so forth. And they're right, okay? I'm not saying that they're wrong. But on the other side of the coin is now you have people moaning and groaning when they don't have the easy access to the capital like it was back then, where they're the same people who cursed the bank, but now they say, now they make me put 20% down or the whole nine yards. And they're like, it's healthier to do it that way. When you and I bought our first homes, Mike, it was 20% down, and, that's the way it did. You had skin in the game, and you know, so you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, and you know, thank goodness it's being done the proper way now, right? And that, and that's what's really important. The other thing, too, I just want to bring out, and you mentioned it, was you're talking about there aren't any bubbles up there. And as time goes on, remember back when interest rates, they were saying that there's going to be a huge bond bubble, that there was going to be a big problem with the whole bond market, and there was a bond bubble.
Yeah.
Boy, we've kind of worked our way through that as interest rates, you know, slid up gently, you know what I'm saying, if you will, for lack of better words. You didn't see this whole big bond bubble that they were predicting maybe. How many years ago was that?
Well, heck, Mike, it had to be, let's see, so we're in 2019, probably like 2012, 2013.
Yeah, yeah, they were projecting this whole big, oh, there's going to be a major, that's going to be the next big thing, and the way the bonds are sitting and the balance sheets and the whole thing, and it never materialized. So I guess what I'm saying, Doug, is when we're talking about, you know, economies and recession, is people always want to compare it back to the worst thing that ever happened,
yeah,
and that's not necessarily so.
Yeah, we know that, right? And it's recency bias. We talk about it a million times. It's like, what is the most recent bad thing that happened to you? And that's what sticks in your brain. So for many people out there right now, it's that 28. It's at 2008. Is that most recent really bad thing?
And you talk about recency bias. I don't know if you heard this or not. I haven't told you yet, but you'll get a laugh. They were saying the other day now with the market, this is the FOMO rally.
FOMO?
Fear of missing out. And they're saying people are getting in now because they think this is the big rally. But wait, wasn't it 20-some-odd days ago the world was coming to an end in the markets?
Oh, no doubt.
So, you know, again, there it is, right? 3 weeks ago-ish, world's coming to an end. Now they're calling it the FOMO rally on TV, okay? To me, it's all funny. Not funny. I think it's kind of nonsense, right?
It's total nonsense. And honestly, Mike?
Yeah.
Bit irresponsible, if you ask me.
Right, right. And that's why, Doug, you know, week in, week out, we're telling people, you know, what do you got? What do you own? How does it meet your lifestyle? Is it doing what it's supposed to be doing for you? And, it, you know, Doug, at times I feel like it's boring and redundant. I feel bad, like, sometimes when we're sitting here talking about this. But truly, I mean, when you look at things that are going on, those are the reasons not to get swept up into the headlines, good or bad.
Correct. You know, Mike, and we spoke earlier of you know, John Bogle, who passed away. And one of the things I remember, I'm going to paraphrase it. Don't hold me. I can't tell you that I'm exactly quoting him here. But the gist is there is that he would say that one of the problems in today's world is that people try to become traders rather than investors, or, you know, have financial plans for themselves in place. And he said, and the media will make you believe that you ought to be a trader in this, you know, in circumstances like that. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. And that is supporting to what you were saying from one of the legendary investors of all time.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, again, Doug, it's just crazy. So, I mean, I guess the message here for the folks is, you know, as again, we start out talking about the show, talking about the economy, the whole thing is that, you know, kind of be where your feet are, you know, as they say. You know, don't get crazed. Don't be all over the map. Don't be, you know, I got to do this, I got to do that. You should really be worrying about yourself and what's going on. We say it all the time. It's not good to be selfish, but in this case, when it comes to, like, your money, it's good to be selfish because you have to make sure what's right for you and investing and doing the right things for your financial plan, you know.
Well, Mike, you know what the problem is for a lot of people is they don't have a strategy in place. That's the scary part. You know, for, you know, the scary part is when you don't have a strategy, you don't know if you are doing the right things or not. That's what can tend to get your eye off the ball a little bit because you're afraid of making a very expensive mistake.
You know what I picked up on us over the years now, and it just hit me, is when you and I talk on the show, I have a way of thinking about clients and people that we know and how they do it. So I don't assume, but I mean, like, have your plan in place, the whole deal. And you always talk to the people that are like haphazard all over the place that just went, you know, down on the roller coaster and the roller coaster's going back up. And we're both right at the end of the day,
right.
but you're absolutely right. I'm making an assumption here if I'm speaking to people that, yeah, you should have your plan. You got your plan. Worry about yourself. Do the right thing. How's your lifestyle? But you're right. You just talked a whole segment of people that have done zero.
Right. So you talk about the people who are already under the wing.
Yeah.
Right? That's we got you under the wing here. You know, let's – and I wanted to –
And that's the amazing thing about the show is that we are talking to all different pools of people.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It really, really is. And, you know, Mike, we got a dinner coming up here, you know, and, you know, we got two dinners actually coming up. We got one coming up on February 7th at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. We got one coming up on February 21st down at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, where we're going to talk about retirement investment strategies. Because, look, you better have a strategy in place here for yourself. Don't do it haphazardly. That leads to big-time mistakes. So we're going to have these things. You're going to hear about them during the show. We're going to talk about it a little bit more, you know, later on during the show. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it now. And, you know, we got to make sure that we get the message out to the listeners that you come on out and you join us.
I got to tell you, Doug, if there wasn't, based upon what's taken place here over the last 2 months, if there wasn't a more appropriate topic than this, I mean, our timing was just...
Well, that's why we selected the topic. Yeah. We have so many different topics that we can teach you on and educate you on. You know, when we were deciding, okay, what are we going to do here at the beginning of the year for, you know, to help, you know, educate and motivate so they don't procrastinate? What are we going to talk about? We're like, well, it seems pretty timely right now that we talk about retirement investment strategies based on what just recently happened in the markets.
Perfect.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Glad you're investing some of your time here with us today. And Michael, we spent the first segment of the show here and we really hit home and hit our point about, you know, the importance of having strategies in place. And there's multiple strategies that people need to have in place. You got to have investment strategies in place. And you have to have, you know, you got to have risk strategies in place and insurance strategies and all that stuff. Yeah. But one of the things that we spend a lot of time talking about on the show here, and I want to continue on in that vein, is talking about retirement income strategies. So income for retirement, not necessarily investing for retirement, income for retirement. And too many people out there, Mike, don't truly have a retirement plan in place. They spend, you know, they have a retirement savings mechanism in place. In other words, putting money away for their retirement, but don't truly have a plan in place for their retirement.
Correct. And, you know, Doug, over the years, right, I mean, it's kind of like, how would you say, transitioned into retirement income. Because at one time, right, back many years ago, right, we've been doing a show for over 20-some-odd years, it was basically, I have a pension and I have Social Security. What other retirement income do I need? I'm good, right? The pension kind of went away over time for most folks. And we've kind of hammered home here that Social Security, it wasn't meant to support your entire lifestyle. It's supposed to be exactly what the words are, Social Security. Provide some Social Security. Put some food on the table, maybe help with the rent or keeping the roof over your head. Over time, like you said, there's retirement mechanisms out there, savings vehicles. Yeah, I have my 401k, I have my 403b. I put money into the IRA. But at the end of the day, I need retirement income to make this all work.
Well, Mike, probably the biggest change that's happened, in my opinion, society-wise, is the great expansion of life expectancy. Because, I mean, that's what did away with the pension. Because life expectancy became greater and greater and greater, which required companies to put larger and larger sums of money away for people. Because as you started living longer, they had to finance a longer retirement time. So it became unaffordable for them to do that. And the combination of Social Security and pension could get you through when life expectancy was 74, 75, 76, Mike, without inflation taking a huge, huge impact on you. But when you start adding now to age 85, age 90, the additional money that you're going to need just related to the impact of inflation, the cost of goods, the expense to live, is really what has made it critically important, in my opinion, to make sure that you have income strategies in place to supplement the other sources. If you're fortunate enough to have a pension, your Social Security, whatever it is, you have to do that. And this is a new thing for people to have to think about. They didn't have to think about it previously. So it's a different challenge for a different generation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. You're right on the money. And Doug, the living older is most certainly real. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, from our client base to people well deep into their 80s and 90s to family and friends, you know what I'm saying? People are just living a lot older. So at the end of the day, again, we've been hitting on this. You retire at 65, it could be a 25-year retirement plan you're working on.
Yeah,
right?
You're
100%
correct.
That's very real, and that's where it's at.
You ever watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Absolutely.
You know when his nose first blinks?
Yep.
And the father scuffs up some dirt in his paw and he puts it on top of his nose?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what Rudolph's voice changed like?
Yeah.
It's exactly what I feel like right now with this cold doing this thing right now.
I know. You're like laboring through this.
I feel like Rudolph. Yeah. Now I know what he's like. Man, I hope they let me play in the reindeer games. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, as we go along here and we're talking about this, you know, there's things that... It was a given, Mike, if people had some money in the bank or something. Yeah, I got enough money in the bank. It, you know, it'll make it. But it's a different paradigm now. It's a different time frame. So things have to be looked at differently. And one of the things that that I really like that we have in the office, and if you've been a regular listener to the show here, you know that Mike and I go to, I'd like to call it, you know, a good length to research to find educational material to send out to you guys. But one of the things we have here is our own retirement income strategies book that we'd like to send out to you, you know, our compliments. And you can sit and you can go through this a little bit here and see if it's, you know, if it's helpful to you. And we'd love to send this out to you. It's to call and get this, call 855 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. And Mike, do me a favor here. Go open up to the table of contents, if you would, and just go through the major chapters of what's covered in this for our listeners, so they know what they're going to get when we send this out to them.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, some of the topics, if you will, you know, one of them is it begins with, you know, size up your current situation, right? You know, and some of the things you just touched on, length of retirement, impact of inflation, lifestyle, you know, where's the primary sources of your retirement income, right? That's kind of the broad strokes. Then when you kind of, if you will, pop the hood and get underneath there, it's, you know, choosing a distribution method. You know, how long would a retirement portfolio last? Identify what money to spend first, main distribution methods. How am I going to go about this? Then if you're going to distribute money, you got to understand the rules, right? Age 59 and a half rule, penalty free, required minimum distributions, the 70 and a half rule, right? There's a bunch of distribution rules when you think about retirement situation. And then, of course, well, all right, I got that all down. I need to develop a strategy for myself.
Right.
And the important thing here, Doug, is again, you're the unique you. You know, everybody's situation is different. Although we all have common things we work with, or whatever, you can't just listen to the guy next door to you at work or the neighbor or whoever or the family relative and say, this is how you do it, because we know that everybody's situation may be different.
Everybody's situation is different, right? Listen, there's tenets, if you will, in life. I believe people want to educate their children. They want to play. They want to retire comfortably and pay as little in taxation as possible. I think those are the three basic tenets, you know, as we're moving along here. And but each one of those things means something different to each family. So what does educate your children mean? Well, might mean something different to you than it means to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we know for a fact that everybody's lifestyle is completely different. And people think all the time, well, if I had his money, I'd be able to do this or that. But sometimes that's the very person that's struggling.
Right.
Okay. Because their lifestyle is just so crazy, so out of control, so overspending, if you will. And so, again, it's the unique you.
Yeah. And also in this this piece that we have that we send out to you, it's going to, you know, help you prepare for the unexpected, you know, because it's funny, you know, I've been saying this lately to people is that, yeah, I always like to be, you know, be prepared for the expected unexpected. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, I'm pretty much expecting that something unexpected is going to happen to me. They're like, well, what do you think it's going to be? I'm like, well, I don't know, because then it wouldn't be unexpected.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and things do happen along the way, and that's what our experiences, you know, you and I, the Wealth Management Group, that's what we bring to the table, is that we've seen a lot of situations. We've seen a lot of, like, unexpected things happen to people, or something happened that they weren't prepared for or that they didn't think about. It's just, that's just how it goes. That's life, right? I mean, there's always going to be, you know, a little bump in the road, if you will.
Yeah, you have to expect that there will be the unexpected. There's no doubt about it. And then, Mike, then we're going to get into in the book here is that figuring out what your cash flow is. So, you know, how much is coming through the door, what your net worth is, what are you worth, and how's this all going to, you know, come together for you?
And you know, Doug, when you say cash flow, to me, cash flow is the king. You know, that is the big piece of the puzzle. What is your cash flow during retirement? Because either your cash flow is very good or it's very bad. And if it's very good, it's going to maintain your lifestyle. And if it's very bad, you're going to struggle.
Mike, we used to dedicate lots of shows to cash flow.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, when you think about it, you know, we used to say all the time, you know, cash flow is king at the end of the day. If you have zero assets, right, if you got zero money sitting in the bank or zero investments, but you got enough money coming through the door every month to live the lifestyle that you want, you're cool.
Cash flows, to me, is the blood of the financial body.
Yep.
You know, it's that important. You know, there's a lot of other things in the body, but cash flow is that blood that keeps it all circulating, keeps it all going, keeps you, you know, where you need to be. We used to say all the time, right? We always used to give examples, not examples, but just say, like, hey, if I said to you tomorrow, you know, Doug, what do you need cash-wise to live a great life and do everything you want, and you're in retirement, give to the grandkids, go on the cruise, whatever, go to dinner Saturday night, you know, or would you take it and never, ever have to worry again about money and say it's solved?
Right.
You know, because...
Listen, we see people who have very little in personal assets, but have a pension income and Social Security that exceeds their monthly, you know, lifestyle desires, who are really, really happy. But then we also see people who don't have that, you know, pension comfortable thing coming in through the door, who have assets, but they live a scared life because they're deathly afraid of running out of what, Mike? Not running out of assets, running out of income.
Right. And Doug, how many times we'll sit down with a client from time to time and they'll complain about their income taxes and how much they have to pay. And they're right in their retirement years. And I'll say, hey, listen, though, you know, your pension is this. Her pension is that. We got da-da-da-da-da. We have to be thankful. You know, that's one of the paying tax on. That's one of the things. But what are we going to do? Call up and say, we don't want the pension check anymore?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Hey, Mike, we're going to hop to a break. And folks, I want you to do me a favor. Pay attention during the break here because you're going to hear about the two dinners that we have coming up here on February 7th and February 21st that I think you're going to find interesting and probably something that you want to come and you want to attend. There are two great restaurants that have, you know, fantastic food, but don't make that the main reason why you're coming. At least I hope that's not the main reason that you're coming. We want you to come so that you can learn a little bit about what we're talking about, right?
Correct.
All right, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
Now is such an important time to make sure that your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. None of us are getting any younger, and money is a key ingredient to living a comfortable retirement lifestyle. The hosts of this show are offering two complimentary, no-obligation dinner workshops to help you with your retirement investment strategies. On February 7th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes and February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River, both workshops will start at 6:30 and run for about 90 minutes. At the workshop, you will receive a full-color workbook that is yours to take home. The presentation focuses on sound strategies that may help you calculate the cost of your retirement, understand how tax laws can affect your investments, invest for growth potential, income, and stability, take a balanced approach to investing and pursuing your goals, determine the long-term allocation of funds that matches your investing profile, adjust your portfolio to address the effects of inflation, make informed decisions regarding which investments might best suit your needs, help reduce investment risk, and maintain the potential for competitive returns. Avoid common pitfalls faced by today's retirees. Prepare for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle. Perhaps best of all, to help make the most of your workshop experience, we'll be offering a complimentary, no-cost consultation to everyone who attends the workshop. This follow-up meeting is a great way to evaluate your options and get answers to your individual questions. Seating is limited, so call to make your reservation now for either workshop on February 7th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes or February 21st at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. They both start at 6:30, and by spending roughly 90 minutes, you may get some good advice and guidance on your retirement investment strategy. Call 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Now is an important time to make sure you are on the right track. Call 855-262-3722 to register.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope you're getting some good value out of the show here. And now this is comes to one of my favorite parts of the show here. It's the What Have You Been Up To Lately show, part of the show, where we tell you some of the conversations and topics and things that we've been talking with other people about to let you know, some of the different areas that we help people in. And maybe, you know, more importantly, to get you to start thinking, you know, a little bit and say, hey, you want to know something? I think that, you know, I might want to reach out to those guys, because the reality is, Michael, as I've said many, many times, I believe there's a lot of competition out there in the world for what people believe that we do, but there's very little competition out there for what we actually do, because I do believe that in people's minds, they just think that, you know, all they do is grab your money and they want to throw it into investments, and that's not the truth. What we want to do is we want to design financial strategies for you and, you know, help you to accomplish whatever those objectives are that are on your mind.
Absolutely. And I'll kick it off this week, Doug. I had had an interesting conversation that went, we're talking about planning for the future, and we're talking about the different retirement pots of money this person had. And the pots vary from everything from the 401k to the person also had a Roth IRA. Okay, and some other investment accounts, et cetera. And we talked about creating, getting to full retirement age. Okay, talking about Social Security and taking it optimally at full retirement age. But what we were planning for, what we were talking about is if we need to bridge the gaps along the way.
Yep.
Okay, and we talked about where would money come from. This person is in their early 50s, and what we talked about was, well, if we had to get over 59 and a half, you know, what would we do? What can we do? Then once we got over 59 and a half, you know, the IRS 10% penalty on early withdrawal on retirement accounts. And we talked about everything from taxation on their income, right, in retirement or leading up to it, or just, again, getting out what we could or would do to get to age, you know, 66 to full retirement age for this person. Mm-hmm. And it was a good conversation, and it was really enlightening, because here was a person that has different pots of money, different funds, doing very well, very, very responsible, but didn't realize how this all applies to the situation.
Right.
And by the time we got done having a conversation, you could tell the light kind of went on. It was like, oh, yeah, you're right. That would be perfect there, or this would work for that. And it kind of gave just a reiteration, a rhyme and a reason to everything this person was doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Mike, it's like we always say, things go in droves around here, right? It was one thing starts happening, you know, you tend to get similar ones. So this week I had conversations with two different clients, very similar in their objectives. And so one was a client who was 51 years old and really, really wants to retire in 5 or 6 years, all right? And then there's another client who was 60 years old who really, really wants to retire in 5 or 6 years, all right? So two very similar objectives, but almost 10 years differential in their age, 9 years differential in their age. And when you look at their overall financial situation, also eerily similar, where both of them still have mortgages on their, you know, on their residence and want to stay in their residence when they retire, and have some assets, some money socked away in their, you know, in their different investment accounts. And big difference between the two is the one who's over 60 obviously can take money out of a retirement account, 59 and a half, but the one that was 50, you know, in a young 51 years old was talking to me about, you know, retirement and said, yeah, but I can't access this money. And I said, sure you can. And he said, well, you know, well, it was husband and wife. You know, no, we can't, because we're not 59 and a half and we read up on this. I said, well, you didn't do enough reading. And they said, what do you talk about? So I went on to explain to them Section 72T of the Internal Revenue Code, the IRS code, that allows you to take money before 59 and a half without any penalties. It's allowed as long as you follow the terms and, that they lay out in line there. And they were beyond thrilled that I explained this to them. And then, you know, we went on to talk about different strategies on mortgage retirement, because I said to both of them, I said, what's really important in retirement time is cash flow. Do you have enough money coming through the door that's going to last you your lifetime? And if we can reduce your required amount of money that's needed, then we're got a better chance of being successful. And both of them had about 14 years left on their mortgages. So we also talked about, you know, mortgage retirement acceleration, you know, making extra payments and that kind of stuff into the mortgage so that we could get you maybe to a debt-free state when you'd like to hit that retirement age. So, you know, very similar situations, a little bit of an age different, so different rules that came into play. And for the 60-year-old, well, we talked about, and this what triggered me to think about it, is what you said before, are we going to take Social Security at 65 or 66, or are we going to try to bridge the gap for a few more years to let that Social Security amount increase? So similar situations, different age brackets, different solutions.
Yeah, a couple things that you just talked about. These things were jumping into my mind that I want to point out to the folks listening. First off is when we can get you debt-free and get the mortgage paid off, right? We feel that's huge. We feel that's a biggie. And people always think because it's symbolic of, well, I don't have any more debt. Well, maybe when you're, I don't know, I'll say 6 years old, I'll give an example, and you owe $70,000 on your mortgage. It's not so much erasing that debt, because a lot of times people have money in cash. They have money in their brokerage account, and they could just pay it off. What the real advantage is cash flow.
Right.
Not to have to make that mortgage payment. And a lot of times the same mortgage payment, when the mortgage was $200,000, the payment doesn't change now that you only owe $60,000.
Right.
So sometimes people can't see the bump in cash flow because we say, hey, but if we get rid of that, and they'll say, well, yeah, I got to pay this till I'm 68 or whatever, you know, whatever. Yeah. I got 8 years left. Yeah, but we can fixing the cash flow is what's key there. Not so much, oh, I got rid of the six. Yeah, of course, getting out of debt's always great. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see anything negative about it, quite frankly. You
right.
know? But the cash flow is what's really the bump there. The other thing too, Doug, this that we talk about is I love when we can, if you will, get our hands on clients or, you know, new clients, and they're in that, you know, that early 50s range where we could set up different pots of money for them and be able to navigate and work and bridge gaps and all this terminology we're using for their retirement years. Because I find a lot of times people come in and say, here, how am I doing? And I'll say, you're doing great with retirement money, but you don't have anything on the what we call the non-qualified side. You don't have enough money in the bank. You don't have enough, you know, go-to money. It's all retirement money. So it's always good when we can establish pools or get their savings habits kind of redirected, if you will.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, you know what the other one that I want to talk to the people about is that it was a great, great conversation starter in the office of the situation for the second marriage, okay, where a husband and wife are married, you know, for a second time, and each one of them has children. So in their wills and their estate plan, they have it set up so that when they pass away, their own children get their assets. But then the question got raised, Mike, is that these people are married now, and so they're, you know, they're joint. What happens if one of them requires a long-term care situation? Will the other one's assets be exposed? So that could really blow up the entire idea and strategy that you had in your mind for your inheritance. And there better be some planning done for that, because that could be catastrophic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Doug. And we, you and I started talking about that and the planning that needs to be done. The other thing, too, I want to add to that, Doug, is we're seeing more and more of the later on in life marriages take
sure.
place. Okay, it's, yep. Because, again, we're all living a lot older. So you know, somebody's saying, oh, I lost a spouse, I'm 70, I'm 72, I'm 73. Well, they're going on and they're meeting somebody else and they're getting married. And And what's happening down the road is, like you said, they're getting married not so much for financial purposes. They're getting married for the companionship, the whole deal. And they have their separate money. And they want their money to go to their children. And they're both okay with that. But there's things like, you know, nursing care and things that are happening. There's planning that needs to be done, you know, for these folks. And that's becoming, you know, more and more popular. And I'm going to tell you, Doug, I think 5 years from now, I think it's going to be a hot topic.
Well, sure, because you think about it, you know, listen, we read the journals and, you know, and all that stuff that's, you know, related to our business. So we stay on top of, you know, what's going on. And I mean, listen, we know the trends, right? The trend, unfortunately, the divorce ratio in the United States is typically north of 50%. But the, you know, the trend to what you said about the remarriages later on in life is becoming greater and greater. It's trending upward. So, you know, a lot of skillful planning has to take place for asset preservation reasons, and also for just for flat out inheritance reasons. You want to make sure that your own children, you benefit yeah. from, you know, get your stuff. I'm not going to say benefit. They get your stuff when you're not here anymore. And you got to make sure that you do the proper planning.
Yeah, asset protection / inheritance. It's key for yep. those folks.
Yeah, so been doing some work in there, in, you know, in that area too. And you got to think about it. You got to explore it. And it's a tricky situation. And it's just, Mike, estate planning for second marriages alone, forget about the risk of, you know, the long-term care that comes in there, is also, you know, something that people have to pay attention to.
You know, Doug, it's always, when you're merging two people's finances together, a challenge at any age.
Yep.
Okay. But I guess when you're younger and you say, oh, we just got married, we're 27 and 28, not a whole lot of assets that we're merging together, right? We're still in that we got to go make it mode. But we see as time goes on, whether it's, you know, middle age, say 50, merging assets together, you know, second marriage, or certainly later on, it becomes more and more of a challenge, and there's more and more questions there. And, you know, you and I, quite frankly, we see a lot of those cases.
Sure. You know, and I think we've got some good ideas to come, yeah. you know, to come along with that. So, you know, been some very interesting stuff been going on lately. And, you know, Mike, again, I know I've talked about it, and I'm going to talk about it, because we want the dinners to be very heavily attended. We've got a couple of what I think are going to be very good dinners coming up here, educational workshops for you, retirement investment strategies. We've got one on February 7th. At Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes for the people in central to northern New Jersey. We've got one at Aqua Blue Restaurant on February 21st for the people more central to southern New Jersey. So, you know, we're trying to cover everybody out there. And you're going to hear more about it. We're going to play the, you know, the spot to remind you about it. But we want the, you know, we want the house to be packed here, because these are really important things, especially in light of what's been going on, you know, in the economies lately.
Absolutely.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Now is such an important time to make sure that your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. None of us are getting any younger, and money is a key ingredient to living a comfortable retirement lifestyle. The hosts of this show are offering two complimentary, no-obligation dinner workshops to help you with your retirement investment strategies. On February 7th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes, and February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River, both workshops will start at 6:30 and run for about 90 minutes. At the workshop, you will receive a full-color workbook that is yours to take home. The presentation focuses on sound strategies that may help you calculate the cost of your retirement, understand how tax laws can affect your investments, invest for growth potential, income, and stability, take a balanced approach to investing and pursuing your goals, determine the long-term allocation of funds that matches your investing profile, adjust your portfolio to address the effects of inflation, make informed decisions regarding which investments might best suit your needs, help reduce investment risk, and maintain the potential for competitive returns. Avoid common pitfalls faced by today's retirees. Prepare for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle. Perhaps best of all, to help make the most of your workshop experience, we'll be offering a complimentary, no-cost consultation to everyone who attends the workshop. This follow-up meeting is a great way to evaluate your options and get answers to your individual questions. Seating is limited, so call to make your reservation now for either workshop on February 7th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes, or February 21st at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. They both start at 6:30, and by spending roughly 90 minutes, you may get some good advice and guidance on your retirement investment strategy. Call 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Now is an important time to make sure you are on the right track. Call 855-262-3722 to register.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope you're getting some good value out of the show here. And you know, Mike, it's funny that we're into the third week of January right here, and I got to tell you something. In a way, it kind of feels like old times a little bit. And what I mean by that is that getting a good flow of people calling up to come in for complimentary consultations, you know, with no obligations or no cost, taking advantage of that opportunity out here. You know, back in the day, in the in the early 2000s, late 90s, you know, on when the show was on the air here, we would get 10 to 15 people a week in January, you know, calling up to come on in and, you know, take advantage and get themselves, you know, rocking and rolling with their New Year's resolutions and all that. And look, I don't know if over time people, you know, back off on making New Year's resolutions or whatever it is. But I got to tell you is that it's pretty exciting for the inflow that has been coming in recently this year.
Yeah, and I attribute to a lot of it too, Doug, is that there's a lot going on out there. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think people are realizing that it's getting a little overwhelming. They need some help. They want to bounce it off of somebody type of deal. And I think that's what's causing it, if I had a guess.
You know, one other thing, Mike, is that I think may do it is that I think at periods of time when people see their investment accounts or their savings accounts at all-time highs, because when you think back, right, when we used to, you know, blast it off the charts in the late 90s with people calling in, well, what was going on then? The market was going, you know, bonkers. People were, you know, they were getting their statements. They were coming through. They had a lot of money to pay attention to. I think that may be happening again now. You know what I'm saying, man? People are getting to all-time highs again, and they're like, oh, yeah, I better pay attention to what's going on. Look, I don't know for sure. Yeah. I'm speculating, but I think that could be a very good reason.
Yeah, bigger numbers with bigger volatility, too. And
correct.
And I think it's, you know, what's good is also bad. You know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? When things aren't going well. And I think people are even more and more troubled by it because, you know, back in the day when the market used to be just steady as she goes, you know what I'm saying? Nowadays you're seeing, you know, we all, but look how we talked about the show to start this week, right? What December was versus January, what's January yeah. been? It's just night and day. You know, it's crazy. And I think people get overwhelmed and they kind of get stock, if you will.
Yeah. So you know, encouraging everybody out there to take advantage of the opportunities that we, you know, that we come out and we give you on a weekly basis, and we're sincere in them. We want to, you know, give you a complimentary consultation with no, you know, no cost or obligation to it, where we sit down with you and, you know, we give you actual strategies that we think will help you improve your situation or accomplish your goals. We invite you to come to our dinner workshops. We really want you to come to those as well, so you can come out and, you know, maybe get a little further educated, meet us, get to know us a little bit, you know, who knows, but, you know, to take advantage of the resources that we have and the giveaways each week that we have where we can send you educational material in the mail. I mean, we really are, you know, taking a multi-pronged approach to try to offer, you know, our services to you to see if we can help.
Yeah. You know, again, Doug, try to educate, try to get you to think, and of course, try to, again, get you to motivate and take action and do what's best for you. And it's so key, you know, it really is. And And because our experiences teach us, Doug, people have failed along the way for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, well, one thing, avoid this and you won't fail.
Yeah.
You know, you know what, Doug? To you and I, the financial world is easy. To most people,
we're blessed because that's
that's what our craft is, right?
I
mean, you know, but to a lot of people, it's challenging. I mean, it'd be like me trying to do plumbing. I've said it all the time. It's, you know, you know what you know, and you don't know what you don't know. You know,
but the thing is, you got to be smart enough to know what you don't know.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
And Mike, I know if you remember, I've spoken about this in the past. As you know, I had the pleasure at one point in time of spending some time with the great business motivator Brian Tracy. And Brian told me, and I know I came back right after I saw him, and I told you, I said, you know, he told me that you and I have an obligation to tell people what it is we can help them with and offer to help them. And I think that we do a good job of that each week.
Absolutely. That's without doubt.
So we hope that you enjoy the show, folks, and take advantage of the opportunities that we have out here. You can call for a complimentary consultation. Even if you want just a phone consultation, you can call in and request that, too. We're willing to help you out, but we can't call you. You need to call us. And the number to do that is 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. Don't be shy. Pick the phone up at any time and give a call and reach out to us. Got anything you want to add here, Michael?
I think I'm good for this week, Doug.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Reminder, you're going to hear another spot right now about our great dinners that are coming up. We hope to see you all there. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Now is such an important time to make sure that your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. None of us are getting any younger, and money is a key ingredient to living a comfortable retirement lifestyle. The hosts of this show are offering two complimentary, no-obligation dinner workshops to help you with your retirement investment strategies. On February 7th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes and February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River, both workshops will start at 6:30 and run for about 90 minutes. At the workshop, you will receive a full-color workbook that is yours to take home. The presentation focuses on sound strategies that may help you calculate the cost of your retirement, understand how tax laws can affect your investments, invest for growth potential, income, and stability, take a balanced approach to investing and pursuing your goals, determine the long-term allocation of funds that matches your investing profile, adjust your portfolio to address the effects of inflation, make informed decisions regarding which investments might best suit your needs, help reduce investment risk, and maintain the potential for competitive returns. Avoid common pitfalls faced by today's retirees. Prepare for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle. Perhaps best of all, to help make the most of your workshop experience, we'll be offering a complimentary, no-cost consultation to everyone who attends the workshop. This follow-up meeting is a great way to evaluate your options and get answers to your individual questions. Seating is limited, so call to make your reservation now for either workshop on February 7th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes or February 21st at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. They both start at 6:30, and by spending roughly 90 minutes, you may get some good advice and guidance on your retirement investment strategy. Call 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Now is an important time to make sure you are on the right track. Call 855-262-3722 to register.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.